Watch Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. That first hour of the show was brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. You know the second hour of the show is brought to you by?
Tell me, AB.
Mark Spain Real Estate.
Not the Caribbean Queen.
Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. So there you have it. We're going to do a back-to-back NFL no huddle to kick off the hour, as we always do on Mondays, to react to the Sunday that was. Now, the Falcons didn't play yesterday. They play tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Monday Night Football against Philadelphia Eagles. Pre-game before it. Wade Ford tailgate show before that. That means Dukes and Bell have a nice little easy Monday.
Hell yeah,
well, I don't want to say easy. You know, they're going to be giving it their all for the amount of time they're on the air. It'll just be less time than normal.
Yeah, from home.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It looked like Carl had a fun time in Kentucky tasting bourbon.
And it looked like Mike had a horrible time down
Tallahassee. Mike had a horrible time. He probably tasted some bourbon, too.
Yeah.
But it was for different reasons.
Jealousy weekend. Boy, they are awful.
Yeah, Florida State's really bad.
Awful, man.
Really bad, and they look like they're kind of ready to be done.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of drop passes, mental stuff.
It's some bad stuff going on in Miami is...
Miami's good.
Miami's good.
Yeah.
What's going on in Gainesville?
Yep.
It was going on in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
I thought that they were going to fire the Gator. I thought they were going to fire him, like, on the field.
Billy Napier?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to fire him on the field.
They probably should.
That was pathetic. Mm-hmm. That was so I don't know. I saw yesterday they said they were the board or whatever, they were meeting yesterday, so I don't know if he's gonna be fired by the end of the day, but that was pathetic.
Yeah, Abe seems to think that they can, and Abe's a diehard Florida Gators fan, so obviously he's very invested in this decision that they make. He thinks that they need to do something, or they might do something with the athletic director first.
Right.
I don't know the ins and outs of it, but why? You got to fire the coach for the sake of the fan base.
Right.
Like, and I know you can't just make decisions based on making fans happy, but you can't lose an entire fall of interest. Right. Now, just firing him is not going to change anything.
Right.
Pound of flesh, maybe it'll get them, I don't know, they'll feel good about it or something. Maybe you could find something with an interim. Probably not.
Right.
The problem is, it's September, 16th, 17th, mm-hmm. whatever it is, and you're about to just get your butt kicked in recruiting for the rest of the fall because no one knows who the coach is.
Right.
Like you already were behind as far as that went. You're just going to fall further behind. And yeah, man, I don't know. It's crazy to say that the Gators and the Seminoles both are awful, but the Gators and the Seminoles both are awful.
Yeah, man, it's bad. It's bad ball down there with those two major universities. And the thing with it is, like, they re-upped Norvell for no reason. He was never going to get the Alabama job.
I know. He played that very well.
He played it really well.
Because in order to buy him out, Abe said he saw it at 65. I thought I saw it at 72 at the end of the season.
He played it well.
Around $70 million dollars, if you want. And they're not moving on from Mike Norvell, I wouldn't think. But did the wheels fall off.
Yeah. I mean, when it rains, it pours, man. Because DJU is awful. And I mean, I hate the power. That young man does not. And maybe he's shell shocked. I don't know what it is, Bunk.
I don't think he's as bad as he's playing. I don't think he's that great anyway. Right, and we talked about that leading in the year, even against Georgia Tech. It was like, well, Georgia Tech's got a better quarterback.
Right.
So Georgia Tech's got a chance to win. I didn't realize how much better stuff Georgia Tech had than Florida State. But yeah, I mean, it's a horrible situation. And I do. I think he's impacted by the negative momentum of the season and what's going on around him and guys quitting and seems like guys' heads are out of it and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, they got 10 games left,
right.
You know, whatever, 9 games left. It's, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah, dog. It's pretty bad, dog. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I would be surprised if Napier makes it the year.
No chance.
No chance. There's no chance.
No chance.
There's no chance.
I would have been surprised
with this schedule.
I would have been. Yeah, that's the thing about Florida is the hard part hasn't even started.
Right.
Yet. They haven't even gotten to the back end of their SEC schedule where they play a playoff contender every single week. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets fired today by the time we're off the air.
Yeah.
Well, no, sorry. Let me amend that. If he gets fired today, it'll be at 2:15. And it'll not be after 4 also, because while Dukes and Bell have a short show today, they still will make sure that they get that news in during the Dukes and Bell program. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. All right, a lot of interesting storylines regarding the game tonight. None more important than the Falcons' offense simply needs to play better. We're all looking at Kirk Cousins and Zach Robinson just to see it get better. But one of the things, too, if you're a Falcons fan, you might very well be a Georgia Bulldogs fan. A lot of Georgia Bulldogs on that Eagles defense. Here's Raheem Morris talking about that.
They are constructed the right way, right? They got a bunch of young Georgia linemen that we know well. Bunch of Georgia rushers, I should say. I mean, actually, at linebacker, too. Everybody's Georgia. And they play hard. They play fast. They play physical. They've always been able to limit explosives. They've always been able to play with a certain thing, keeping things in front. They keep the roof on the coverage. They do such a great job. They're sound. They'll be that way. I know it for sure. With Vic being there and what he's been able to do, he's been in his league since. I mean, Vic was in Houston, and we were at the combine together. Wow, like so long ago, right? And to see what that defense has become and what he's been able to create has been just special.
They got five Georgia guys over there.
Yeah.
which is pretty crazy. Yeah. I don't think any more important for the Falcons' purposes tonight than Jalen Carter.
Yes.
He'll ruin the game if you let him.
Mm-hmm.
And we said that last week against T.J. Watt, and now they let him or whatever, but he ruined the game.
Yeah.
Don't let Jordan or Jalen Carter ruin the game tonight.
No, you got to make sure you get four hands on him. You got to have four hands on a guy like that that's going to play inside that interior of that defensive line for them. I mean, they got N'Kobe. He's starting now.
Yep.
It seemed like he won the job outright, because I saw last week Vic Fangio said, no, I know Devin White's hurt. But he's our starting linebacker.
And he's looked good.
And he's looked pretty good doing it, man. His biggest issue, he's got to stay healthy.
Yep.
That's his biggest thing with N'Kobe, is staying healthy. And then you got Keely. He's still trying to find his way of what he wants to be. But he's going to play tonight. And then Nolan Smith, he's still trying to – because he has the ability. He's got to get more and more better at the counter move. Like, you just can't win with – now, you can win with speed in this league.
There's a guy on this Falcons offensive line you can beat with
but
speed.
But you just can't do – you got to figure some other stuff out. So, and Jordan Davis has to elevate his game. He's got to play better. He's got to be more consistent than he's been so far in his career. But I mean, they have a really good football team, but the Falcons can control the line of scrimmage. If they can control Jalen from blowing up stuff in the backfield, they can make some plays on his defense.
Yeah, and that's what it's going to take. I mean, establish the run and then use that to set up play action, hopefully. I mean, I'm assuming they're planning on using some play action at some point, and then use that to go down the field. And this didn't do that at all in week one. Hopefully it's better tonight. Obviously, we'll spend a lot more time talking about this game. We got our keys to a Falcons victory at 120 and more Falcons stuff throughout the entirety of the show. Well, let's pivot here and talk about everything else that happened in week two of the NFL schedule yesterday. Probably none, I'll be honest, none more surprising to me than what this team's done early in the year.
Play action to Jamal Williams. He's looking deep, and he's throwing deep.
Play
and he's
action,
throwing
huh?
for Shaheed. Shaheed makes the catch. 10, 5, Goose. See you later. 5. No flags. 70 yards. You can be greedy, my friend, because it makes for a great touchdown.
Well, it wasn't because they played the Carolina Panthers.
Nope.
Nope. The Saints.
I really tried to take credit away from them last week as much as I could.
I was going to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to. Because did you see Carolina play yesterday?
Yeah, they're awful.
Bryce Young looks like.
Yeah. They got a lot of problems.
Yeah, anyways, I mean, Kubi, this offense, Alvin Kamara, he has like cat like balance. I watched some of his stuff that he does and everything as far as his training. This dude's ability to like just not. Fall.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Yeah,
man.
Hit him as hard as you want.
Yeah, it's unreal.
He doesn't fall.
Man, how good Alvin Kamara is. And so, I mean, Derek Carr, I'm sorry, is playing his butt off in this system. The defense is going to, they got players on the defense. Dallas, if you go right down the middle of Dallas's team, they are awful. And I'm not saying they're bad, they're too small. All right, they need some bricks. They need some somebody need to eat some grandma biscuits and get bigger because. They cannot stop the run of their life. I didn't hear Michael Parsons' name called yesterday.
Mm-mm.
Didn't hear that. Dak was awful
good as
yesterday.
Those guys look week one. They didn't do anything
Dak
on the defensive line yesterday.
Dak was awful yesterday because New Orleans doubled CeeDee Lamb and said, go somewhere else.
Yep.
And they couldn't go nowhere else.
Yep.
Can't run the football. But, yeah, I give Saints their problem.
Look pretty good.
They look pretty damn good.
What is it, 47 week one?
Yep.
44 yesterday?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. We got it. We see you.
Yeah.
And by the way, that was in Dallas, too, by the way. Go on the road and do something like that.
I just love watching video of Dallas fans upset about losing. It just always makes me laugh.
Me too.
Me
too. Me too.
It does.
And anytime the Cowboys get smoked is fun.
Yes.
You know, I wish it wasn't the Saints doing it, but it was. The Bucs are 2-0 also.
Yeah, man.
And they went into a tough place to win in Detroit. And they took a punch because Aiden Hutchinson was ridiculous yesterday.
He had like 5 sacks in the first quarter.
Yeah, 5 sacks in the game. I guess they made an adjustment.
Yeah.
And they're 2-0 good, too.
Yeah, man. I mean, they got some good players. Baker played really good yesterday late, had a nice little run. I thought Detroit gave this game away, though. I think they were like 1-for-7 or something in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
Just wasn't really good.
Really bad in the red zone.
Really, really bad in the red zone because they did everything else, outgained them out everything. They just couldn't score when they got down there. But, yeah, I can't take nothing away.
Right.
Tampa's 2-0. And I mean, they're surprised too, because I think a lot of people, myself included, are just don't think Baker can put back to back good seasons. He's playing pretty good.
Yeah,
so
he's
far.
Playing pretty good playing pretty so far. Good. So again, it's 2 weeks, yeah. But those two teams are playing better than people anticipated them playing.
I agree.
Does that put a little extra emphasis on tonight?
Yes.
You got two teams in your division, 2-0, that nobody thought were going to be 2-0. You can't be 0-2.
Yes, it does. It does.
Especially those are two NFC, good NFC teams on the road. This is a good NFC team. You're playing on the road as well. Like, they did what you need to do.
You can go win this.
They went. I mean, the Cowboys, nobody's surprised the Cowboys are going to the playoffs.
No.
No one would be surprised if the Lions were in the NFC Championship.
Correct.
Game. Eagles are the same.
Yes. They didn't go up to handle business.
I mean, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Malik Willis got a win.
Dude.
Got a win.
Great freaking game plan, first of all.
Yeah, let me give credit to Josh Jacobs for that one, because that man had like 200 yards in the first half.
He was toting that thing, and Malik ran what he needed to. He was 12 for 14, like 140 yards. Nice little touchdown pass.
Yeah.
That's what he was there for 8 days, Bunk.
He was exactly what they needed him to be.
That was a perfect storm. And Anthony Richardson, I know it's only six games. He's only played in six games. He got to get a lot better. Can we see the talent?
That one was the worst one.
Yes.
Yesterday was the worst.
You see the
game
talent. You see the talent, but that was pretty bad for him.
Yeah. So the Packers find a way to get to 1-1 with that one. The Colts are 0-2. Not really surprisingly, but still, Anthony Richardson had a kind of a cool start to the season in week one. Some of those throws did not play well yesterday. Three interceptions. The Jets get their first win with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
Yeah.
Crazy to say. As much time has been spent talking about Aaron Rodgers being their quarterback. Yesterday was their first win. And they can thank Will Levis for that. Because Will Levis makes just outrageous decisions
just
for
bad,
a quarterback.
Man. And your coach is running off the field, and he said, "What the blank are you doing?" Like, that was just, it's okay to kick the ball. It's okay to punt the ball. It's okay to, you know what, Andy? It's okay to get sacked. You know what I mean?
The one thing it's not okay to do.
You cannot. He's given away two games.
Yes.
He's given away two football games. Now, that throw he made to Ridd, I don't know how Ridd caught that ball.
It was a great catch.
It was a hell of a catch by Ridd. But, no, he has cost his team two games easily.
Yeah.
By not just – and it's not even just an interception or a fumble. It's how they occur.
Oh, I mean, it's just mistakes
it's a disastrous.
NFL quarterbacks don't make. And when they do, they don't get to play NFL quarterback very much longer.
Who's that backup?
I don't know. The problem is he's played pretty good at other times.
He's been okay.
Like outside of the horrifyingly stupid mistakes.
You cannot lose the game like that because of a boneheaded, "What the blank are you doing?" play. And that's what those two plays are. What the blank are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know.
Did you really think that was going to work?
I don't know how you coach that out. Like, if you're doing that, you're doing that. Is Sam Darnold good? Maybe we come back and talk about that. Maybe?
Right place.
Yeah.
Right place, right coach.
I don't know.
Nobody ever doubted Sam's skill.
Late. Yeah, it was his mind.
Exactly.
Was the problem, too. Late bloomers? People are late bloomers sometimes. You ever know a late bloomer?
I was a late bloomer.
You knew a late bloomer. You're one.
Yeah, I'm one.
I'm still waiting. I'm going to bloom one of these days. All right, we'll get to NFL No Huddle Round 2 coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Game day. Falcons Monday. Monday Night Football tonight. Falcons and Eagles right here on this very radio station. Pre-game show beforehand. Wade Ford tailgate show as well. It's always fun on a weekday, a Monday night. It's been 5 years since they played, 4 years since they played a Monday Night Football against the Packers in 2020. Yeah, you got the normal stuff. You're driving around.
Right.
You get to hear Wade Ford beforehand.
Yeah,
and then
man.
You get to hear the Falcons Radio Network pregame show. And then, of course, Wes and Dave on the call tonight as well. And They need to win this game.
Yeah, bro.
They need to win this football game tonight. Man. I know we were talking earlier with Mike, and Mike was like, yeah, I could see if they play better and you maybe stomach it. I get that. Yeah. I understand. Philadelphia is good.
We got to mention that last week.
Yeah, man.
They
I don't
win.
Know.
They need to win this game.
They need to win.
Yeah.
They need to win. They obviously have to play better than they played against Pittsburgh. But
right. Yeah, they need to win this game.
Your two biggest division rivals just went on the road and beat NFC playoff contenders.
Right.
The Saints just absolutely destroyed the Cowboys yesterday.
They did.
I mean, that'd be cool if the Falcons did that. I'm not expecting that tonight. That'd be a lot of fun to watch on TV. But I don't care if they win 3-0. But they need to go up there and win this game tonight.
They need to win this football game. And I think they can if they play better. If they play better offensively. Because one thing you can – these are the things when you get opportunities – Jalen's going to give you an opportunity.
That's true. There will be turnover opportunities.
We got to make them. You got to make them. And obviously, you can't have those if you're the Falcons, but you got to be able to get that done. But it ends and starts with 26. If they can't stop Saquon Barkley, this is a wrap.
It just makes Bijan.
It makes their whole offense go.
Everything they want to do starts with establishing the run and just establishing Saquon Barkley. Pretty good.
And do your damn job. And you do your job. If they're going to run it tonight, these RPOs and stuff. Mm-hmm. If you got the quarterback, you got the quarterback. All right, don't bite down there. I got Saquon. No,
nah, because then Jalen.
If you got Jalen,
and that's a first down,
you stay with Jalen
or a touchdown.
All right,
depending on where you are in the field.
Responsibility.
Yeah, be responsible. Be disciplined.
Yes,
all that. Sam Darnold off to a really good start this year.
Man.
San Francisco loses to Minnesota yesterday. This was the highlight of the game.
2nd and 9 for the Vikings from their own 3. Darnold under center. Play action to Jones. Back to pass. Bosa picked up. Deep shot. Jefferson. Yes! Caught at the 50. Heads left to the 40. Cuts back to the 25. Heads to the right. He's trying to outrun the Niners. To the 5. Touchdown! A 97-yard touchdown from Sam Darnold to Justin Jefferson. And you're
the best part of that whole play was the referee.
It was. That's the fastest referee in the universe.
The referee was the funniest part of that clip right there.
If you
man.
Haven't paid attention to the referee during that play, go back and watch it again and look at the ref. That guy was moving.
He's scooting, dude.
And he got great position.
Yeah,
he got out of Jefferson's way.
But how he flipped his hips, though. How the referee flipped his hips.
Yeah.
Man, it was awesome, man.
He got down to the goal line just to make sure that he got the call. It was all very well done.
But, no, Sam Darnold's playing well. They are playing well. I mean, they're still without Addison and without Hockenson. And they're playing well.
Problem is, Jefferson got banged up.
Yeah.
And Jefferson had to leave that game.
And when you're leaving with when you got like both arms around a trainer each, that don't look good, man.
Yeah.
It said it was a quad, so hopefully it's nothing too serious. We know all the time he missed last year with that hammy. So, they're playing good. And that dang on defense and Flo.
Yes, Brian Flores is a really good defensive coordinator.
Ooh,
I don't know very many guys on that defense.
Mm-mm.
Like I'm not familiar with a lot. I mean, Harrison Smith obviously has been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Byron Murphy went to UW, but like I don't know that many of these guys.
Nope.
Like, okay. Then they did that against San Francisco. San Francisco played yesterday kind of like I thought maybe they'd play week one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Looked rusty.
Mm-hmm.
Week one they looked awesome.
We got a sink, everything.
Yeah.
Yep. Good for Minnesota. I mean,
because I think O'Connell's a good coach.
I think he is an excellent football coach. Mm-hmm. I really, really do. I think Brian Flores is a hell of a defensive coordinator too, man. They got something going. But, I mean, Sam Darnold, and the thing about it is you got to just ride this hot streak because Sam Darnold can go back to the old guy now.
Yeah, there's always a chance. Clock strikes midnight. Yeah,
there's always a chance.
It turns back into a pumpkin or something like that.
I think one of the better games yesterday, Andy, was the Seahawks-Patriots game. I thought the Patriots are fundamentally – they're not very talented.
No.
But they're not going to beat themselves. You're going to have to go in there and beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought yesterday they fought. They fought like hell against
Seattle. Yeah, no, they're tough. They definitely feels like they've taken on the identity of their head coach.
Yes.
Like they're very hardworking. They won week one that way.
Yes.
And they were in overtime against the Seahawks in week two. Really big games yesterday. DK Metcalf and Jackson Smith and Jigba both went 10 receptions over 100 yards. That's never happened before in Seahawks history to have two players do that in the same game. We've been talking about Njigba and how this second year might be.
He's cold.
Yeah, he's good.
He's
he had a really nice day
he's
yesterday.
Cold.
And the Seahawks are 2-0, kind of surprisingly. And you got to remember, they took a lot of guys from staff-wise from Baltimore's defense.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore's defensive staff, they got three guys. Obviously, McDonald's the head coach in Seattle now. Two of the assistants are defensive coordinators elsewhere, too. Baltimore loses yesterday to the Raiders.
That's a tough early start for them. They got issues because of having Derrick Henry, meaning they got to get more creative offensively when he's the running back. You know, they can't, you know, they got to get more creative with him and Lamar and everything as far as, because teams know for the most part that this is a rundown when he's in.
Yeah.
And so they got to get more creative with the passing, go to first down with him. And Baltimore just tricked this game off. Hell, Brock Bowers, man.
Yeah.
Brock Bowers went stupid yesterday.
It was like the Auburn game last year.
Exactly what it looked
like. He just started feeding Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers went crazy. Devontae had a nice play. Max Crosby bounced back. Because they couldn't block him.
Yeah.
They couldn't block that dude. And so I thought, you know, I thought they tricked it off. So happy for AP, you know, and I love his post-game speeches. It's just, but we the Raiders. We're going to smoke, because you know how I'd be clowning them because they smoke damn cigars after they win a dang on football. He would get, go smoke and talk your talk. I was like, all right, AP, go ahead then, man. But good for him, man. And when you talk about leadership, Gardner Minshew threw a horrible interception. And who was there? The leader of the team, Max Crosby, poking him and says, don't worry about it. We got you back.
Yeah. Come back down 10 too late.
Yes.
And then, like you said, they fed Bowers.
Yes.
Adams. Minshew made some good throws.
Yes.
Oh, that was an impressive one. On the road, too. That was in Baltimore.
Yes, it was.
Baltimore, I mean, obviously they're still really good, but the tough part of their schedule is coming up.
Yep.
At the Cowboys coming up this weekend right now. I don't know. Cowboys played bad last weekend, but probably bounced back. Then they got the Bills. Then they're at the Bengals. I don't know, man.
But see, they're good. They have a good enough quarterback where you're like.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. But that's a 1-4 start looking you right in the face.
I agree, man.
That's tough. The Commanders won yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Because they made seven field goals. Now, somebody had to win this game. It was the Commanders and the Giants. Let's hear the seventh of them because he made seven of them. It's a lot.
Dude. From 30 yards out for a win. Way asks to be ready. Tyler Ott is the snapper. Way turns, gets the snap. It's down. Kick on its way. It is up. And it is good. Washington wins 21-18.
Oh, my God.
And if you don't know the details, 21-18 looks like a normal football score.
They scored three touchdowns.
Yeah.
The Giants.
Yeah.
And lost.
Didn't their kicker get hurt so they couldn't kick extra points?
Their kicker was hurt coming into the game. Their dumbass didn't bring another kicker up. He wasn't going to be able to kick anyway. He was more leaning towards out than playing.
They were just hoping decision on a kicker?
They were hoping. And then he gets hurt.
By the way, the Commanders signed the guy that hit seven field goals for them earlier this week.
Oh,
they signed him. Like, you can sign kickers.
Unbelievable that the Giants just fumbled the ball. I thought Malik Nate was great until he wasn't. That was a big drop.
Still a good game for him. Good game for a rookie. Brian Robinson with a really big game, too. 17 carries, 133 yards. All right, let's hear some Steelers-Broncos here, mainly just because we really like Darnell Washington and he got a touchdown. Yes.
Sets it back down, does it again, gets the snap, looks out left, fires, corner of the end zone, caught, touchdown, the first career touchdown for Darnell. Mount Washington has given the Steelers the first score of the game.
I love the play. They ran an empty set, and I've been in that position where Darnell is on that play. You never get the ball damn thrown to you. Never. Ever do you get the ball thrown to you right there?
It seems like one they should go back to because nobody's guarding Darnell on that play.
They got a little dude on, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I've always been that F on that play right there. And he's like, okay, I know I'm not going to get the ball.
Let me make it look good.
Yeah, they're going to make it look good. Let me hit my choppy steps and everything. Make it look good on film. And I'll be dogging Justin and throw it to him. Good job.
Yeah.
Love to see it. Broderick Jones had another rough day. Rough day. The dude has all the talent. He just raw still.
Yeah, because they pulled him.
Yeah, I know he's still really, really raw.
He played one series and had three penalties, and they got him out of it.
You can't play.
You can't play.
You can't play.
Yeah.
No, George Pickens, great again. Justin still needs to be the quarterback.
Yeah, if you're looking for slight silver linings
Russ
at
got
all.
The game ball.
Russ, yeah, give him the game ball. I'd love to hear that speech.
Yes.
If you're looking for silver linings at all on week one with what Pickens did to A.J. Terrell, he did pretty much the same thing to Surtain.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat Surtain might be the best corner in football. Mm-hmm. Pickens just kind of does that to guys.
He's a beast.
If he played in a better offense with a better quarterback, I can't even imagine what that would
look
like. He's just an absolute monster.
Yes.
All right, let's hear a little bit from this one wasn't. So we'll get to Sunday night in just a minute. Let's hear from the Bengals and the Chiefs. You know how this one's going to go. You know how this goes. The game's close. Don't touch anybody. Here's Patrick Mahomes afterwards.
100%. I mean, I mean, until you don't have the time hit zero, I feel like there's a chance that you can win the football game. And obviously, we've done that in so many different ways. And so we're prepared. We come in with that mentality that if we get the football with the chance to win the game, we're going to do it. And we were able to do that today.
Dude, there's only two quarterbacks in this I've been living that on 4th and 16, all right, 4th and 16 would get that call.
Yeah.
It's him and it's Tom Dan Brady.
Those are the two guys.
For some reason, that always happens in their favor.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I mean, it was P.I.
It was
P.I.
But had they not called it, though, I don't think anyone would have been mad, outside of Kansas City fans, of course.
But I mean, I'm just saying, 4th and 16.
Yeah. No, that's a play for them.
That's a
4th and 16 is just throw it up and then get fouled.
And get fouled.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But I thought the Bengals just play them. They play them well, man.
Yeah.
They play them well, man.
I mean, you know, there's a number of 0-2 teams in the NFL so far. Hopefully the Falcons aren't one of them after tonight. If I'm the Bengals, I'm like, all right, we'll figure it out.
Yep.
They've been 0-2 the last 3 years. They looked pretty good yesterday. And again, they made some silly mistakes, man. They let Kansas City win that game.
Yeah.
They had that dumb fumble late, ended up being a scoop and score. Obviously, you can't touch them. You know when Mahomes puts that ball in the air late in the game, they're just looking, especially in Kansas City.
Yep.
They're looking for a reason to throw that flag.
Yep.
And Harrison Bucker's a really good kicker, so you give him a chance to win it, he's probably going to win it. Kansas City's 2-0.
Kansas City.
They're a toenail and a pass interference away from being 0-2.
They're not playing really well. I mean, hell, Kelce has 37 yards in two games.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Pat Mahomes, and the way they play him so well because what they do, they rush three, spy, and then they play that cloud coverage against them. Same thing they did in the playoffs, and it just Pat just sitting there basically taking a check down. Now, the worst part about it, they lost their starting running back. Pacheco's out for a while.
Hurt.
You saw that.
Which is bad for them.
Yeah.
Maybe good for the Falcons.
But the Bengals got a lot of stuff going on right now because you saw, like, I know what Jamar was mad about because he thought the guy hip-dropped him and everything, but no, it's a whole lot of other stuff going on.
Oh,
that was a whole off-season of frustration. Yep. Joe Burrow trying to grab him.
Yep.
That's all that was with Jamar. Because they told him, we're going to give you a new contract. Y'all told me this. I know it had 2 years left, but y'all said I can have one. And so, yeah, he's frustrated. There's a lot of stuff going on. Kansas City is not where they need to be right now. Honestly, but like you said, they're 2-0. And then last night's game, poor Caleb.
Yeah, poor Caleb. As much as they want, you know, they obviously draft him number one, get him some receivers, got him some help. They didn't do much of that offensive line.
And I thought the offensive line was better, but I mean, this dude dropped back 37 times. They got pressure 36 of them.
Yes. Can you imagine what he feels like today?
Oh, yeah.
Just.
And shout out to the dog with the first interception yesterday, Lassiter.
Kamara almost had two. Should have had
two. Shout out to the dog.
Yeah, because there was a lot of good Georgia Bulldog playing yesterday. All right.
Poor Caleb, man.
Poor Caleb. It's going to be a long year.
It's going to be a long
year. If that's what it is, he's not going to make it through the year.
I'm just going to tell you who ain't going to make it. Bryce Young, man. I don't know. That was awful, dude. They're awful, and then he's off right now.
He's playing awful.
Yeah.
He's little.
If he was a bigger guy, maybe look different. Then he little hell. Like, he looked little. Now.
The worse he plays, the littler he gets.
Yeah. Yeah, he came with that big-ass book bag.
And then they put him behind the big-ass podium. It's like, get him a little podium.
Yeah, man. He's still walking around.
Get him a little podium so he looks bigger.
Get you a Louis, man. He walking around with Jan Sport still.
Now, he needs a fanny pack. Get him a fanny pack so it doesn't look so big.
Hey, ask Mr. Gordon where he get his at.
Abe's dad. Where is he at right now? He's in Canada? Your dad's in Canada?
Yeah.
Just all the Canadian fits?
Living life.
He's got four different Canadian button-ups. What was he wearing last night that you sent us a picture of this morning? Beatles, Marine Beatles button-up? Where do you even find something like that? I don't know. He's a living legend, Mr. Gordon is. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo here on the a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. It's game day, by the way. Falcons Monday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, at Solomon Brothers, it's percentage week. It's back for 1 week only, September 16th through the 22nd. Save up to 60% off everything in the showroom. Visit them online at SolomonBrothers.com. That's SolomonBrothers.com. Hello, Bo.
So, y'all know me. I'm not one to brag on my kids. Oh, wait. Yes, I am.
Speaking of content.
Who am I trying to fool? So, Saturday morning, the fall 2024 season for the, what part did we play? Norcross Lady Blue Devils, 10U team. Home opener versus Buford Wolves, the big, bad, scary Buford Wolves.
Whatever.
Let me set the scene like this. It's a back-and-forth game for three innings. We hang with this team for the entire three innings. My starting pitcher held their team to only one run in the first. We got three. You can only get three.
What?
So it's kind of, you know, there's a run limit. Until you get to the fourth inning, you can get five.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
We hung with them for three innings. Here comes the fourth inning. We're the home team, so they bat first. While they are hitting, time runs out. My starting pitcher went the first three innings. She was looking kind of gassed in the third one, so I put it in another pitcher. This is a girl that hadn't pitched at all yet. This is her debut. Just started pitching this season. Gets into a little trouble. Get a couple of rinky-dink base hits. Walks a couple people. They end up scoring two runs on her. And then she walks the bases loaded, and then I'm like, all right, we need to win this game. I hate to do this in the middle of an inning, but I pulled her, and I called on Juice Johnson.
Uh-oh.
All right, I had no intent on Olivia pitching in this game at all. I'm trying to save her for Wednesday because she's going to start. All right, so Juice Johnson comes into the game. Let me set the scenario for you. Bases loaded, no outs. We're down by one. Time is expired.
It's a tough spot. It's a tough spot to be in.
She faces four hitters. Strikeout, strikeout, walks a run in, bases were loaded, strikeout.
Yeah.
Wow.
Strikes out the side, comes in. Completely unaware until that moment that she was even going to pitch. Comes in, bases loaded, no outs, no time on the clock, strikes out the side.
Way to go.
Like
a
Tyler Matzik moment.
Bro.
Way to go, Juice.
Huge.
That's
moment.
Awesome. Way that's so
grandparents
cool.
were there.
That's so cool.
Sister was there from UGA.
Cool.
Like, the whole family was there, bro, for this experience.
I bet she was walking on air the rest of the weekend.
Oh, it was
fantastic.
Way to go,
Juice.
I had to call her like four or five times until
that's awesome,
brother. Was over.
That's
awesome.
That is awesome.
We didn't get the job done at the bottom of the inning. We lose to Buford by two runs, but, you know,
still,
they blow a lot of teams out in this league, and we hung with them.
That's really
a fun season.
Way to go, Juice.
Maybe
so that's
juicy.
One hero on the weekend. Another hero on the weekend, Roberto Clemente, who yesterday was Roberto Clemente Day.
Mm-hmm.
And the Braves honoree or nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award that will be given out during the World Series is Chris Sale, who's also probably going to win the Cy Young and maybe even the Comeback Player of the Year. So go to Braves.com, vote for Chris Sale, Roberto Clemente Award. That's another hero. You know who another hero is? Sometimes heroes don't wear capes. They actually wear Green Bay Packers jerseys. So Malik Willis gets his first win yesterday as a professional football player, if I'm not mistaken. But there was one play in particular that he became a hero on. It's 3rd and 10, down where you normally pass the ball. Well, Malik Willis pulls the ball down and runs it. Malik, why?
I asked Malik why he didn't throw the ball on that third down, and he told me that Josh threw up on the ball. I was like,
yeah, threw up on it.
That's the first time I've ever heard that. Matter of fact, the official came over to me, Sean came over to me and said, you know, we saw your center throwing up on the ball. Do you want us to take him out next time? I said, absolutely. Please do that because, I mean, you're talking about a critical situation and it's third down and I've never had a throw with bombing on a football. So I don't know. I don't think Malik probably didn't appreciate that.
So there is video of this. You can see it.
Yeah.
Center throws up directly on the ball right before it snaps.
Oh,
right on the ball.
Can you imagine throwing a ball with the spiral in the
seems very
oh my
slippery.
Goodness gracious alive.
It seems very bad. I've only thrown it one time and it was pretty bad. It was bad.
Didn't you throw up on a guy?
Yes. I threw up going in motion on the quarterback. Yes, I did. And it was crazy because I was so sick. I was so sick. It was hot.
Yeah.
And I was,
well, you had the flu or something?
It was hot. And I took these damn, I forget these pills we take for the pill. Like adrenaline pills. I took too many.
Oh.
And I mean, everything was going so fast.
Ooh.
And I remember it was like 3rd and goal. I was going by in motion. And I threw up on Jay Fiedler's ass. All right. Threw up on him. Threw it right there, and you can see him literally wipe his hand, and then the next play he throws me a touchdown. The next play.
So no hard feelings.
The next play caught touchdown.
No hard feelings.
Yeah, threw up all over.
You can rally.
Yeah,
no,
that's exactly what it was. Exactly what it was. Because it was crazy. Because you remember when that on that movie how they're looking at Billy Bob, how they looking at him, and that's how it was like in the huddle and Ruddy them looking like, oh Randy, you about to go, aren't you? I said, maybe. And it just.
Oh man. I'm glad he didn't hold it against you, though.
I didn't.
He didn't.
But, yeah, he watched the film. It's so funny because I just threw up all in the back of him.
Yeah. That's
it's pretty nasty.
All right. Well, I guess there's a precedent there.
Way to go, Juice!
And you guys scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
Malik Willis tucked it down and ran
At least he tucked it and ran it, though.
At least he didn't fumble.
Yeah, that too.
At least he didn't fumble.
Yeah,
there's different types of puke. You know,
he probably didn't wear gloves either.
No, that's true. But it, it looked real watery.
That's nasty.
It looked like Gatorade.
I don't care, man.
No, it's gross.
Somebody else's throw up is just.
Yeah, I mean, once Gatorade goes in, when it comes back up, it's puke.
I mean, like, I get mad. Yeah. I get, and I know they babies and they don't know no better. But my kids just spit up on me because that is the funkiest smelling ever.
Jack was the worst. Yeah. I bet Lily threw up 3 times her whole infancy. Jack used to throw up 10 times a day. Every time you'd pick him up, bow. Yep. Said, come on, man.
Yeah, dog.
That's so gross. Yeah, why are you doing that? Dog. Grow up. Never and then he again. Did, and now he doesn't do it anymore. Hey, caller number 6 right now, 404-726-0929.